There was a big, long, dramatic pause that I just did that I'm going to edit out of this. But welcome to the Tarrington Training Podcast. This is Kevin Ryan and my fiancé Celine is here. Do you want a second name?
Yeah.
Hegarty. And yeah, this is the podcast. Yeah, as I said, there was... How long was that dramatic pause?
Like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that you were waiting for me to start the intro. I don't have intros, you know that.
I know, but just hello.
So, this podcast, what's it about?
It's about you talking to people who, and you're asking them questions about what it would be like to run their own land.
Yes, and I just want to point out, I've been up super early this morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very busy today.
Yes.
I'm doing very well with this.
You are.
Who's the guest today?
The guest today is Jess.
No, it's Brad Upton. Comedian Brad Upton.
Okay.
Also,
yes, sorry.
He former teacher, track and field coach, I think, actor and writer. Yes, very nice. Very fun chat. Do you want to hear some out of context quotes though?
Always.
Okay, look.
This place is turning into a dump. No emotional support animals. None. You heard a piece of information about me I've never told anybody. Now I'm thinking about hurricanes. Half of humanity is below average intellectually, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it has to be. We got to eliminate Hugh Grant.
What's his beef with Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant was the first thing you said, not the dogs thing, not the we can't have service dogs here.
Well, Hugh Grant was your support animals, not service dogs.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Big difference there.
Oh, you're okay with him?
Well, no. Like, right. I support emotional support animals.
Yes.
But yeah, no, Hugh Grant.
Just like they support you.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's an equal relationship.
But the Hugh Grant thing stood out, yeah.
You have to find out. Mm. Yeah, see, that's what's the point of the out of context thing is to tease.
No, yes. Does everyone else hear the out of context things or do they just hear this reaction? Okay.
Of course they would. Why wouldn't
you?
Wait a minute, hold on a minute. Why would you ask me that? Don't you listen?
I do.
Hold on a minute. So you're just after openly admitting, and I'm not editing this, you're admitting that you don't even listen to your own fiancé's podcast.
I do. I haven't listened in a couple of weeks.
Maybe. Okay, I think we're having a war. Oh, this is going to be... Are you sure you want to come on this long drive we're about to do? We have about 6 hours in the car now. This podcast is slowly going to go away from guests to just us having arguments
and
find out stuff about our lives. Okay, anyway, about Brad Upton, you are going to find out a lot more about him.
Yeah.
You can find him, he is on tour around America. Mm-hmm. You'll find that on his website, Brad Upton. Type in Brad Upton.
Yeah, you'll find his website.
Yeah,
surely.
It's Google. At this point, I think people should know how to use. And he's on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok.
Ooh.
Dramatic pause. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Can the Americans go on that for much longer?
I know, yeah, there's...
Yeah. Interesting. Get on it while you still can. yes, Brad Upton. Okay, and you can find this podcast. Again, Google it. Tarrington Training Podcast. Find me at Kev Ryan Person on anywhere. Blue Sky, Treads, Twitter. Facebook, I guess. Anywhere. I'm on loads of things.
Yeah.
I'm also working on getting this actually onto YouTube proper.
Yes,
there was a bit of a mess up. I figured it out.
Stuff.
Yeah, I've done well.
Well done.
Okay, do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Okay.
Do you want to say goodbye?
No.
Oh.
'Sometimes you see a lot of people standing around, they're all standing around. They're waiting for somebody to lead a lot of times.
So you would jump in straight away?
Jump in straight away.
But do you think you'd be someone who'd want to, like, negotiate everything? Or is it just, no, I need a firm hand, iron fist?
Oh, no, if I'm going to be a tyrant there's not going to be a lot of negotiating. I'll listen. But if I make a decision, then that's going to be the decision.
Right. And just, I'll mention now.
You know why? Because I'm really smart and I know everything.
I'm the best. You're the best. You're the most handsome. Do you want compliments, by the way? Before I start off, do you want me to throw in compliments the whole time?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. No,
that's
that wouldn't
great.
Hurt.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. The other thing I should mention is, even though the podcast is called Tyrant in Training, I'm kind of using the term tyrant just like the ancient Greeks did, where it wasn't necessarily negative. So like you can right. be a nice tyrant if you want.
You're yeah, absolutely. There are such a That's thing. Your benevolent and, dictator.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And either way, you're correct 100%. So if what we're going to do is we'll make your own country, we won't make you take over an island. Because that's okay. controversial. So if we were going to set up a country somewhere in the world, do you have any idea where you would want it? And I'm just going to bring up a map here so you can see. Anywhere you want.
Let's go down maybe in Central America, right off the coast in either spot in Central America. Wait, let's go on the West Coast. Now I'm thinking about hurricanes. It's nice down there, but we get hurricanes. Let me think of something else here.
That's an appealing pocket in there in around Caribbean.
Oh, it's nice. It's there. Really yeah. nice down there, and the weather's great. But every once in a while, a hurricane wipes everything out. Let's see.
Do you want to stay close to the United States?
Nah. This place is turning into a dump, so wouldn't bother me to leave here. We go out in Hawaii. We go out in the Hawaii Islands. There's several islands. Hawaii's got about 8 islands where people live.
So you think you're going to put another island beside them and nobody will notice?
But there's all kinds of islands out there on the Hawaiian island chain that are unoccupied. So oh, okay. we'll take one of them.
Oh, right. And actually, this is interesting because usually I would just say to someone, look, we'll just make you an island. We'll just pop one there. But if you want to take over one that's uninhabited, that's fine. But
Yeah. There's a bunch of them out in the Hawaiian island chain. We'll just take one of those over.
They won't even notice.
No.
Surely if they're not using
it there now.
Yeah, if they haven't used it by now, it's kind of like squatter's rights, isn't it?
Exactly.
Do you think, though, because usually I just tell someone, hey, we'll say you have 10 million people living on your island, but those islands are probably a lot smaller, are they?
Like,
How many people do you reckon are... Oh my God, why isn't... There we go. No, I'm back. Sorry, the whole screen went off. Why do you reckon, or how many people do you reckon are going to be on your island living there? Your citizens?
I don't know.
Do you want 10 million? Will we just stack them up?
No, I don't want 10 million. Yeah, maybe. If they all do what I tell them to do, it'd be a great place to be.
We will state now that anyone, so when you say 10 million people can live on the island, the 10 million that show up, like, they know the story. They know what's happening here. So they are willingly joining you as you, the boss, right? So, yeah, if you want 10 million, they will follow you.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, 10 million on a tiny island isn't going to work, but if we got space, whatever's comfortable.
There might be a lot of skyscrapers. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Do you have an idea what name you'd give the island?
Let's see. How about Uptown? Upton. I got to think of something with Upton.
You're thinking Uptown Girl.
Yeah, Uptown Girl.
Immediately was the first thing that came to mind.
I'm trying to think something that would go with Upton. Uptonia.
Uptonia, yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to say South Upton.
Uptonia. Yep, Uptonia.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like Utopia as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what your official title will be?
I'm going to be King for Life.
Oh, wait, so we'll call you King for Life.
King for Life.
It's not King Brad or anything.
King for Life.
King for Life is good. I like that. Yeah. Okay. That's very good. Are we okay with people calling you King Mortal? King will be dead at some point.
Yeah, that'd be all right. I can't change that. That'll be all right.
Oh, so nobody's punished for just saying King foot in the grave or something.
No. If I got a sense of humor, I can take it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you
think I'm only going to be surrounded by good people anyway?
Oh, and
it's Uptonia, and I'm going to be surrounded by good people.
So are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to decide who can be there.
Oh, so people who are coming in, you're going to decide who's in there.
Oh, like, yeah, I'm going to have a big screening process.
Perfect. Like you'd ask a few questions, is it? Or...
Yeah, you're going to have to take an intelligence test.
Oh, like an actual test or?
Yeah, you're going to have to IQ test. Oh. We'll test you, you know. Yeah, I can't have any idiots.
Okay, so if I'm sitting down in the exam center, I get my exam sheet, I guess, is it?
Right.
And then what, give me one question I'd need to answer.
You know what? You take an IQ test and, you know, this is the thing about IQs. 100 is average, right? That's the center, 100.
Right.
So half of humanity is below average intellectually, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the way it has to be. Yeah. Half of humanity is below average, but there's not a person on earth that believes they are below average intellectually. There's not a single person alive that thinks they're below average, when in fact, half of us are below average intellectually. So you're going to take the intelligence test, and if it's under 100,
you're out the door. What if you get 99?
Oh, you don't get to come to.
I got 99. I got 99, but I had a cold that day.
Oh, there's plenty of people 100 or higher. I'm sorry.
But I had the flu. I just had a headache.
I'm glad you tried. Huh?
Can I retell
you? You can come back. Maybe there could be if you get in, you might have to, if you're 99, 98, I might let you.
So when one person dies on the island, you can apply again.
Yeah. Okay. You can get on a waiting list.
That's perfect. Okay. A lot of dumbasses on a waiting list. Okay. We have the name Optonia. We have King for Life. And you're situated in one of the islands in Hawaii. Since you're making this country up, and we're going to say all the houses and all the road networks and everything is just built. They're all fine. You don't have to worry about them.
Right,
Do you want, when you have 10 million smart people in the country, do you want them to be allowed to vote? Or do you want to just say, look, I'm the boss and I'll have my own inner council, 10 people? Or do
you can vote. And here's how it works.
Yeah.
Here's how it works on the voting. Your IQ, your percentage of your vote is on your IQ. So if you're 100, you get one vote. If you're 110, your vote is worth 1.1. If you're 150 IQ, your vote is worth 1.5. So the smarter people are going to have more weight in the voting than the lower end.
King for Life, I do actually have a question.
Yes, sir.
I am wondering, with Optonia, now that the country's up and running and everything like that, what unusual list would Optonia be top of in the world?
We'd be top of? We'd be smart, educated, smart people. I made a list, you know, before we started this, I made all this list of what I was going to do with my country. And then the way we set up the country where I get to just let people in, it took a bunch of things off my list about, I was kind of thinking about, okay, if I took over this country, what would we do first?
Wait, were you planning to take over a country?
Well, if all of a sudden I was the president of the United States.
Yes.
And then I'd go, okay, here's the changes we're going to make now here. But that's kind of how I wrote this list. But
would you prefer to have your own country or take over America? Like, would you a fixer upper? Would you like
a fixer upper? That's a good question. A fixer upper. That's a good idea. I mean, America's a fixer upper now. We're a fixer upper, and that's where I told you if we made voting based on your IQ,
yeah.
That would be the first thing. So smart people's vote weighed more than dumb people's vote. Dumb people could still out, you know, you'd have to get a lot
sheer
of dumb
mass.
People
yeah.
to vote to outweigh smart people. But if your vote is directly correlated to your IQ, so dumb people don't get as much say in what's going on. And they shouldn't, because they're dumb.
Because they're dumb, yeah. Like, I mean, you are who you are. live your best life.
Right, live your best life, knock it out of the park, but yeah. You're not making decisions for the rest of us.
No, so we're going to stick you still on Optonia, King for Life.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So if you are a country that is undoubtedly the smartest people in the world, because nobody is under IQ of 100.
Right, everybody's above average.
Now, I'll just say as well, if someone did get 100 as their IQ, are they allowed in? Okay, as soon as you reach 100, you're in. Okay.
Average.
What unusual list would Optonia be top of? Like, a list is like, oh, for that.
Oh, that's a good question. What all these smart people would end up, let me think. All these smart people started breeding. Doesn't mean we'd be handsome, but we'd be smart. I don't know.
Giant heads. The biggest heads.
Really? Just like, oh, we didn't think of that. Bobble
heads.
Yeah, the weakest. Well, that's where we'd top the list, I guess. Big heads.
And
the Dutch are the tallest people in the world, right?
The Dutch?
Uptonia would be the biggest headed people in the world.
And you'd also be the top of the list for the weakest necks.
Yeah, no, strongest necks.
Or the probably. Strongest as well, yeah.
Yes, yeah. You have these big old giant traps right here to hold up your
head. Yeah, you look like professional wrestlers. The other thing is, what type of house do you want to live in?
We'll all have good housing because we're all going to be smart and have good jobs. So you talking about me?
Yeah, or you specifically. Do you want a palace?
It's going to be on the water there at Uptonia. I'm not going to be at the top of the hill. I'm going to have a big old beach somewhere.
Beach house, private beach?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be private.
Really? You don't want any of the riffraff around you?
No, I don't want the riffraff, but no. Not a lot of riffraff, but, and I'm president, I'm president for life. So, they're going to be well behaved. There's consequences.
Are we letting people know? I'll come back to that. Are we letting people know what your IQ is?
Sure. I'll take a test. Right. I'll put it out there. I don't know what it is, but
what is the highest?
Sure, it's over 100. If it's 98, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Are you willing to deport yourself?
No. I'll surround myself with smart people and then I'll let them help me decide things.
The highest IQ, it just says here, William James Sidis. I don't know the person. IQ score estimated between 250 and 300.
Wow. Holy crap. I didn't know that. I'd never heard that before.
That's a big gap though. Surely. Well, I mean, you're smart either way, but.
Well, an IQ of 100 is the mean, is the average, right? So if it's 250, that means there has to be someone with a negative 150. That can't be right. It can't be higher than 200, can it?
But I think he battles like 10, 5 IQ people
What was that number again? Did you say 270?
Between 250 and 300.
Wow.
But that's a big gap. Like, surely if you get one person who's 250 and another person who's 300, like there's a noticeable level of intelligence.
Think of a guy that's 300 looking down at somebody that's 250 and going, this idiot.
And he's jacked. He is bigger than like Hulk Hogan.
Because that's the problem a lot of smart people have trouble dealing with idiots. You know what I mean? They have trouble dealing with them. They're like, this guy's an idiot. You're like, yeah, he is. You got to figure out how to deal with him. You can't let it make you crazy.
Probably the mental health aspect of Uptonia is great because they don't have to.
Don't have to deal with idiots. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get you on. By the way, in your beach house, do you want the throne room? Do you want like a big seat to sit on as a king? King for life.
Oh, a throne.
Yes,
right,
my Irish accent removes all the H's.
Threw me off. No, I don't need a throne. No.
You don't need a throne.
I need a big lazy boy chair with a remote.
Yeah. Keep it chill and relaxed. Okay. Yeah. By the way, I'm just wondering, do you have a favorite movie or favorite movie franchise?
You know, I'm going to tell you, I can't, every time I scroll past Notting Hill, I stop and watch it.
How many times have you seen it? Dozens
and dozens. If I'm flipping through the channels in Notting Hill, I'll just stop. I'll watch it for sometimes till the end or for 10 minutes or 20. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Why I watch that thing. You heard a piece of information about me. I've never told anybody.
Did you say you were in London or you were in the UK when last year when you went to Ireland, right?
Yeah. I came to London for a night and did a show.
Oh, you didn't see I haven't seen Notting Hill. Maybe I did, but I was very young. I don't remember. But there's a door, right? In Notting Hill, there's like a red door or a green door.
Yeah. There's I think a blue door. I looked it up when I was there, and there are places around London you can go to look at where different scenes were shot. I'm not that psycho. I didn't seek those out, but
I know a psycho who is a good friend of mine who we were in London at the same time, and she went, oh, actually I want to go to Notting Hill because I love that movie and I want to see the door that's famous in it.
Right.
And I was like, hey, I'll tag along. So she was very much leading the way through all these streets and it was quite busy, so I was just like don't understand. And then she was looking at her phone, checking the map, being like, oh, it's around this corner. Oh, here it is. And I turned And there was like three people sitting down smoking cigarettes at this doorstep. And she was like, yep, there's the door. And I was like, right, do you want a picture?
Yeah, I know. You walk all the way and you're like, okay, so
rubbish.
Just a building, little office. Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes's fucking office is like next door. I know, and she didn't right. give a crap about that. But okay. I was just wondering about movies. I do have a more serious question to ask. This sure. is a bit difficult. Your advisors come to you and tell you, King for Life, we have an issue. There is a scandal about you about to go public. The scandal, you know, your approval rating is 98%.
Right.
This scandal will bring it down to 89%. So it's quite bad. Nothing serious, just a light entertainment podcast. Don't need to admit to anything right. illegal. But you get to decide what the scandal would be. What would drop your approval down 9%?
I'm going to raise the IQ number to 105.
Oh.
I'm kicking everybody out below 105. We're getting smarter. We're going to get smarter here. A little bit too much dumb at the bottom. I'm getting rid of the bottom.
Right, interesting.
105. I'm going to deport some people.
So IQ gate is blowing up. Your advisors say, look, I think you need to face this crisis head on, as you always do, because you're very brave. And we think you should go on to the nightly news, do a kind of Frost Nixon scenario. Sit down in front of the presenter and explain yourself. Right. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So I will take on the role of Anderson, the number one nightly news presenter. And Anderson will say, thank you very much for coming, King for Life, to this show.
Right. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice for you to be here.
Thanks we do for have me to. On.
No, not a problem at all. We do have to ask about IQ gate. It's blown up. First thing I need to ask is why? Why would you do such a thing?
I feel like there's some stupid starting to creep in. When I founded Uptonia, it was going to be smart, no dumb people. I've seen some people. Starting to be stupid, and I think I'm going to have to just up it a little bit. I see some people treating their dogs like they're people. I don't like that. They're dogs. I see some people driving cars with loud pipes or motorcycles that are loud. Dumb behavior. Going to have to raise it up a little bit. Let's get this up to 105 and see if we get rid of these idiots.
So you wouldn't pass a law to say you can't treat your dogs humanely. You wouldn't just do that. You'll just get rid of people.
I only have to threaten it. I think I only have to threaten it. We'll see. I have to threaten it and see if people comply.
So does everyone have to do a test again? And if they're under 105, they're out the country.
Oh, you don't have to retest. We know your score when you came in.
Oh,
we're just going to go back over. Well, actually, on numbers, let's see. Nah, 105 would be all right.
So 5 years ago when someone came in on 100 and then did a degree in history and archaeology studies and aced it, you're out of the country. You're still stupid. Okay. Yeah, no, that's very good.
We're going to have a bunch of smart people around here.
What about people who name their pets cats?
Oh, that's all right.
So cats you're fine with?
No, the cats are fine. And dogs are okay. If you just don't get to they don't get to come on flights. They don't get to go in restaurants. They don't go in stores. You leave them outside where they belong. They're dogs. They're not people.
Now, people are saying you're attacking the blind.
I'm attacking the blind?
Yes, because a lot of these are pointing out that they are guide dogs walking onto their airplane.
All right. What do you call those dogs that are service dogs? Service dog. There's so many people now abusing those, I need a emotional support dog. Mm. Those people, no, that's not allowed in Uptonia. No emotional support animals, none. You can have a guide dog. You can have a guide dog if it's a legitimate guide dog, but emotional support dogs, no.
Just out to the door. By the way, actually, and this is genuine that I have brought a colleague in my day job. I have brought a colleague into a team meeting just to be my emotional support coworker. Would you support that?
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
You can live it up, Tony. I like the creativity of it. Yeah, I like it. That shows me some higher intelligence right there.
He is not helpful to me at all. I'm very disappointed every time.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are committed to getting rid of 3 million people out of the 10 million.
It's all right.
And you're right.
Rents are going to go down, aren't they, with all that housing available?
Are you going to bring in more? Wait, why? But why does it make a difference? Everyone has housing.
Yeah. Well, when you get rid of those people, then a whole bunch of housing is going to open up and you'll just have more options. Yeah, we could go back and let people, you know, there's a waiting list, right? So you can get in. I'm going to have to kick you out under, if you're under 105, 100 through 104, you're gone. And then if you want to come in, I'll let 3 million more people in, but they got to be 105 or better.
105 or better. Okay, yeah, we can do that. We were going to go to a quick break, and we are going to start working on that new documentary about the King for Life. But yeah, it's very nice to have you on the show.
I appreciate you having it. I know people aren't upset, or people are upset with this decision, but
they're
smart people aren't upset with the decision. Yeah. So
they applaud it.
It's all about smartness. All about being genius. And I thank you for having me on.
By the way, when we do the documentary, I mean, it's pretty much propaganda. I mean, let's face facts. Do you want me to put in any fantastical made up fact about the King for Life? You know, like Kim Jong-il.
I'll be a little open. I'll be open. You don't have to.
But we can put it in
that way.
No, we can do anything you want.
We might Photoshop some stuff though. We might.
You beat up Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, make my skin look better, make me a little thinner, make me a little more handsome.
Make your skin thinner.
Put some AI on me whenever I'm on TV.
Perfect. Okay, we'll make your skin thinner. You look like a skeleton bursting through the skin. That's fine. Right. Okay. Is there any mundane thing that's banned in your country? Like anything that's legal everywhere else but would be banned in Uptonia?
Which would be banned? Well, you're going to get taxed. Basically, we're going to take a BMI index. Do you know what the BMI index is?
I thought that was a sandwich.
Body mass index.
Oh, yes.
And if your BMI number is big, you're going to pay a bigger number because you're a tax on the health system. You're hurting our health system.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to upset a few people too. But
you and smart, hot, healthy people on this island.
Exactly. Yeah. Who doesn't?
That's fair enough. Yeah, if you're going to do this. Okay, we can do that.
There's going to be some, I'll tell you something else. You can't make, you can't FaceTime in public.
Oh, why?
It's too annoying for everybody else.
Everyone
else. You can't FaceTime in public. You can't have it too. You can't use the speakerphone in public.
You block the speaker. Oh, you can do it in private though.
You can talk like this.
Yeah.
So we only hear one voice, but I'm not, you can't put it on speakerphone so we can hear both. That's going to be banned.
Would you allow, you know, those contraptions that you have your phone to your ear, but it's basically like an elastic band or a band around your head that presses to it?
Sure. So as long as we don't have to hear both ends of the conversation.
What about people who play a video, like if they're sitting on the bus or the train and they play a video like YouTube? They have no headphones or earphones. They just play it loud.
Oh, banned. Absolutely against the law.
Now, are they banned? Are they deported? Are they put in jail or what?
Well, you know what? We don't have to do this very often, but I think we'll sterilize them.
No kids.
Sterilize them. And if they have kids 10 or younger, we're going to sterilize those kids too.
Jesus. Okay.
Well, it's going to get rid of. You don't have to do it very many times. I think people start. We'll just make an example of a few.
Right.
And you don't get to you're showing some dumb right there, and I'm not going to let you reproduce.
I think, to be fair, you're probably doing that in the first week of your tyranny.
Yeah.
And then 2 years from then, they're like, oh, no, he's lovely. The first week is a bit dodgy. But after that, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No problem.
And then somebody somewhere is going to pull out a phone and start yakking, and people are going to go,
I wouldn't. Oh, tourists. What about tourists? Yeah. They're just deported.
No, yeah, the tourists. Oh, let's see.
Are tourists allowed in if they're stupid?
Ooh. Yeah, we got to have some entertainment.
Yeah.
Bring in some dumb people so we can laugh at them.
So what type of holiday is that? This isn't a holiday for anyone. Just people going on their honeymoon.
I felt so stupid. I went up, Tony. I thought I was smart, but everybody's. I asked for directions, and they laughed at me.
I've been going out with Celine for 11 years and we got married and it was wonderful and we always wanted to go to Uptonia and then they laughed their asses off at us for 2 weeks. It was horrible.
Weather was nice.
The weather was lovely, but there was a hurricane. Oh no, there wasn't. There was a hurricane. There was a hurricane of laughter. okay. I can either give you good news or bad news, Zex, if you want.
Let's take the bad news.
The bad news is there was a coup attempt.
Uh-oh.
It was a coup attempt. There was a lot of people who snuck into the country. They previously got 99 points on their IQ test, and they were trying to take you out. Of course, they're stupid, so they got caught immediately.
Right.
There's 10 of them. What should we do with them? They're in jail now at the minute.
10 of them? Tried to take over the country. There was a coup attempt. Nah, we can't allow that. We're going to put them on a boat. We're on an island. We're going to tow them out about 50 miles offshore.
Right.
We'll just leave them out there and then tell them we're not executing you. We're letting you go. You're released. You're free. Sure, okay. You're in a boat 30 miles off the coast, but do your best. And if you're really smart, you'll figure it out.
Okay, so they sail immediately back to Uptonia. What do we do again there?
Oh, they're not getting close to the coast. When they get close to the coast, then we torpedo. They get torpedoed. You can't come back to Uptonia. You're going to find somewhere else.
So you said, we're not executing you. And then when they sailed in the general direction because they're stupid, you immediately torpedoed them.
Yeah, well, that was their decision.
That was their decision, yeah.
They were dumb. They chose to do that. So they had to have known. And if they didn't know, then they're dumb.
You kind of sound a little like Batman, where he's like, no, I'm not killing him. I've just severed his spine. Okay. Fair enough. I will give you good news.
Okay.
I don't know. See if I can quickly find it. Universal Pictures have sent you an email. They have said that they are doing a sequel to Notting Hill. Oh. It's called Anything Hill. I have no idea what the plot of this is, but what they are asking is, would you be interested in doing a cameo either as yourself or a part in it?
Absolutely. And I hope I get to meet Julia Roberts.
She is of course in it. She's an actress in it, right?
Right.
Okay.
She marries
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
She marries, and he's a bookstore owner.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I have it. Is that what the door is from? The bookstore?
No. Yeah, I think so. Probably the bookstore. Okay. Or his apartment. One of those two things.
At the end of the movie, she doesn't just start working in the bookstore by any chance, does she?
No.
Does he give up the bookstore?
Yeah, he gives up the bookstore.
Oh.
He must give up the bookstore. That's not in there, but you know, she's a mega millionaire movie star. He's not still working at the bookstore.
Yeah, fair enough. I thought you liked it. But okay, we are doing this sequel. Of course, we brought them back. We've asked Julia Roberts to reprise her Irish accent that she had in Michael Collins, that movie. So yeah.
How was it? Was it good? Did she do a good job?
I've heard worse. I'll leave it at that. So you would be willing to play a character in that movie? In anything?
Oh, heck yeah.
We'd like you
because to play... I'm the president for life, so I get to watch the takes and I get to look at the directing. And
if
it doesn't look good, it's not getting put on. I'll do it until I get it right, and I'll look like I'll be a great movie star.
Yeah, we would like to film it in Uptonia because I mean the cast and crew, there are going to be amazing. Would you be the new owner of the bookstore?
Let's see. I got to figure out a way to. Yeah, maybe that might be the twist. Roberts walks back in again, and then oh my gosh, love at first sight.
I am running off of very limited information about this movie, so
yeah.
This will not.
We're gonna have to eliminate Hugh Grant somehow. We got to eliminate Hugh Grant.
Oh, Okay, that's a different direction.
Maybe,
yeah,
maybe Hugh Grant, maybe he's just sick and he passes and she's single again.
Right.
Would she be so lucky to fall in love yet a second time? Yes, she would. She's going to meet President for Life, Brad Upton, King of President of Life.
Do you want the same name? Do you want the same name in it, Brad Upton? You'd want a different name.
She'll just call me honey.
Okay. We'll say action on this scene.
Sweetheart, huh?
I guess she'll walk into the bookstore and just wander around looking at books and just sigh a lot. Yeah.
And then I wait on her again and it starts all. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Julia Roberts' name in the movie. Helen.
I should know this.
See if I can know it.
She plays a movie star named
Anna Scott. Hello, I am Anna Scott.
It's Anna Scott. Yeah.
Formerly Anna Tacker. Wait, her married name is Anna Tacker.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, his name is William Tacker. So her name would be Anna Tacker. And in my voice, that sounds like she's Anna Tacker.
Yeah. How did they not think that through?
They did not think that through. Maybe they did. No. Maybe I'm going to find something. Hi, I'm so sad. Hi. Do you mind if I just stand here?
Come on in. I'm sure things have been bad.
What?
You, things have probably been tough on her, losing her husband. But
how do you know that? I'm Julia Roberts now. Well, how do you know that? How do you know my husband's?
Well, I mean, you're a big famous actress. It's in the papers. We all knew that. I mean, the trades. It was in the newspapers. That was a big thing in the actual movie too, where she had trouble with the British press.
Oh, okay.
Hounded her relentlessly, the British press. Yes,
there's 200 of them outside.
Right. So when her husband passed away, it was all in the news. Everybody knows she's a widower again.
Oh yeah, that's there's loads of paparazzi.
So when she walks in the bookstore, bang, I know she's single and she's got a heart. So I know, boom, I'm right in on that.
Okay,
I exploit that right away.
I am Julia Roberts inside in the bookstore going, there's paparazzi outside. My husband died on Tuesday. You're hitting on me now immediately.
It doesn't look well, but it comes out by the end of the movie.
Okay, what book? I want to buy a book. Do you have any recommendations? I'm curious.
You don't need a book. You just need to talk to me. That's what you need.
Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about?
It's up to you, baby. I know you're sad. I know you're sad.
Highly inappropriate. Oh, actually, like all good rom-coms.
Her husband just passed. I know. Yeah, it's a little soon. A little soon, but how often is Anna Scott going to walk into your bookstore? You got to play your cards when you can.
My God, when you say it like that, it's so intriguing and right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I know.
I guess I can't go outside and I was really hungry. I guess you'd have dinner together then. Yeah,
that's a perfect idea.
Yeah,
we'll have it. I'll call somebody and have it delivered. Then we don't have to go out into the paparazzi again.
You can do an advert for Uber Eats. That's where the money comes in. Right, you go.
Uber Eats. Little product placement right there. Bang. God,
yeah, that's how you do it. That is the only way to do a sequel to Notting Hill.
We don't have to be seen in public. The paparazzi can't see us. We just stay here in the bookstore.
Yeah. Oh, the entire movie filmed in the bookstore.
Right.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's the only way you do a sequel to Notting Hill. God's sake. I have another question for you. Your people love you. And rightfully they should. When it's your birthday.
They're smart. Why wouldn't they?
Smart, exactly.
You see how well this works?
What should they do on your birthday? They want to celebrate you.
That's a good question. My birthday is 3456. That's a good birthday, isn't it?
The year?
Yeah. 3456 is my birthday.
I have no idea what that means. What do you mean?
March 4th, third month, fourth. We do it. We do
I get it. Yes. No, March.
Somebody asks your phone. When they ask your birthday, like, what's your birthday? I mean,
is that a test on the IQ test? You just say 2456.
What's
6?
Your birthday? I mean,
mine is.
You guys say the date first before the month,
Right? The day, month, then year. Yeah.
Yeah, we do month, day, year. So
that's strange. And it's funny because when you're in work, then depending on, you know, the department or whatever, we'll have to switch it and say, oh, now I have to do month, day, year.
Right.
But yeah, what should people do on your birthday?
I'll give them a day off. It's his national holiday.
And do they have anything to do? Do you like any celebrations?
Let's make it a drinking holiday. Let's make it a drinking holiday.
Drinking holiday? Now they're going to give... Oh, wait, this is just terrible. I was going to say they're going to give their dogs some alcohol. They're immediately out of the country. I don't know why I'd said that. That's the stupidest thing you could do. Feeding them chocolate is the next thing. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, it's not the dogs I have a problem with. It's the dog people.
The dog owners. Fair enough.
It's the dog owners.
There is a knock on your door in your office. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Hi. Hi, it's Paul. It's your finance guy. Hello.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I just did, just for fun, I did an IQ test. Got 220.
Nice. That's why I hired
High five.
I knew you were that good. I knew you were that good.
Thank you. I am going on holidays in a few minutes. So I just said I'd come in and tell you a few things. You're not asking me where I'm going on holiday. Fair enough. No problem.
We don't have that relationship. I was figured you were going to stick around. You work for me. I don't care.
Absolutely. Jesus. Just having a quick look at the budget. We have a lot of money. A lot of money in the coffers. The people are desperate to build you something, a monument, because you're doing so well as King for Life. You have 100 billion in surplus. What can we build you? What statue or what monument can we build?
I don't have to have that much attention. I don't think you need to build something. Let's use that money. I'm benevolent. I'm the benevolent president for life.
It's not really for you at the end of the day. It's for the people to have something to celebrate you, you know? So I think you don't have to, if you really don't want to, nobody's going to make you, of course.
Well, this is the land of giant heads because we're all so smart. Let's make a big giant Brad head.
Bradhead.
We're all big headed on this island because we're so smart, but we'll just make a big old head.
So
people
make
their pilgrimage to do their selfie with the gigantic head.
So this is going to be like, bigger than the heads on Easter Island.
Yeah. Big old giant bronze head.
They are, average height is 13 feet, but they range anywhere between, 8 feet to an unfinished example over 70 feet high. So you want something over 70 feet high.
Is that, but those Easter Island heads, about 2/3 of them are buried, I think.
But you're going to have yours. You're not buried.
That's all right. We'll have a big old 70-foot Brad head. If the people want it, if that's what they need, and we have money in the bank, if that's what they need.
Made of bronze.
Big, giant bronze head.
Okay. Jesus, that's huge. Why just a head? Oh, just because it symbolizes intelligence.
Yeah, it symbolizes our big, giant heads.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get right on that. Do you know with that coup attempt?
Right.
Your advisor said that they think you should have a photo op, just to ensure, just to make sure all the citizens know that you are totally in charge. That was just a silly little thing. So what would we have you do? Like,
we're going to go down to the beach, and I'm going to be standing on the beach, and we will see that boat off in the distance being towed out to sea.
Oh, you'll do it that day. Yes. Are you saying anything, or are you just... It's just like a shot of you, arms.
I'm just standing there, my arms crossed, watching them sail away. Maybe I give a little sarcastic wave.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was going to ask, how do you wave sarcastically? But I think I got it. I figured that one out. That's good. I have two more questions. Unfortunately, it is Paul knocking on your door again. Knock, knock.
All right, Paul, come on in.
Hello. Hi there, King for Life.
Nice to see you. How was vacation?
Nice to see you.
It's the same guy.
It's the same guy. I'm the same person. Yeah. I just changed.
How was your vacation?
I haven't gone yet. Croatia. Okay. Croatia. I'm actually leaving.
Croatia.
Right now.
Beautiful. Love Croatia.
Love to go there. Can't wait. I am just about to get on the plane or get my Uber to get onto the plane. I've just checked the budget. Turns out we didn't have 100 billion when we were building that. Building the thing, there was actually a minus sign in front of it. We thought it was a smudge. So we're actually in debt. So anyway, The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, said, look, we might need to come in and help you out here. Do you have any ideas how you're going to make money? Country's broke.
Yeah. We're going to tax the bejesus out of the ultra wealthy.
Out of the, so you weren't doing it before.
The ultra rich are going to have to pay a huge, we're going to take care of the ultra rich. They don't need that much money. They got way more than they'll ever need. We're going to tax the bejesus out of them.
So
take care of that right away.
So you're 90%. You're talking like Jeff Bezos level.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We're going to tax them. We're going to hit them hard.
So Jeff, Jesus, this is a lot of money. Sorry, I shouted that. So Jeff Bezos makes 9.1 million a year. How much are we taking off him? Billion.
No, he doesn't make 9.1 million. Billion, right?
Billion, sorry. Yeah. How much are we taking off someone who makes 9 billion a year?
About 75% of it.
Oh, definitely more than 7 billion? He's left with 2 billion.
Right, that's more money than anybody needs. I didn't hurt him at all.
And do you know the thing
I helped all of us.
Do you know what I don't get about when people say like, that is, objectively, that's a large amount of something you have to be taken, right? I get that, that's whatever.
Right.
But like, he does realize next year he'll get another couple of billion and the year after.
Oh, that's right.
And they make out as if that's
people don't understand the difference between a million and a billion either. They don't. They don't understand the difference between a million and a billion. $1 billion, you have $1 billion, you'll never, you can't go through that in 10 lifetimes. 1 billion, 1 billion, you couldn't go through that in 10 lifetimes. So 2 billion, I don't have any problem.
Have you ever tried, I've tried this with friends and stuff the other time, where you will say like, oh, I've done the lottery, right? So hopefully I'll win the lotto tonight and it's 100 million, something like that, right? And then you say, let's see if I can spend that. Like, what would I actually spend it on? No point naming out things that I have no interest in. But like, I'll buy Disney. I don't want to own Disney, so I'm not doing that. But once you get down to, I'll buy a house, then I'll go on holiday, then I'll buy a house for my parents, or I'll do this, and you're still left. You're like, right, okay, now I have 70 million left.
Right.
Jesus, it's hard to, when you think
about billion. You can't go through that. Those people that have that kind of wealth, Even if you taxed them at 75%, you don't change their lifestyle at all.
And
there's nothing at that point they still can't afford.
Do you know if you get your, we'll say if I'm working, I get paid monthly and I see my pay slip at the end of the month, right?
Right.
Obviously, I'm not saying how much I make. It's nothing to be like, it turns out he makes 9 billion a year. But when you make, like once you get into the like four digits, so like €1,000, people don't look at the cents. Like they don't look at the part that are the pennies or whatever, where it's like 20 pence or 30 pence. They don't care. I have €1,000. I don't care about the little money there. So if you have a billion, you're not looking down to the right where it says €200 or €300 or €400. Like make a fucking difference to you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we're charging all them.
We're taxing the ultra wealthy heavily.
Heavily. Okay. And they are not allowed to leave. If they decide, no, we'll leave. So.
No. They came here because we're all smart. And we're showing them how smart we are. And now, for just a minute, they're feeling a little bit dumb.
Yeah, maybe they should take that IQ test again. Because if they think... Yeah.
You might have missed something there, Mr. Bezos.
It turns out they actually cheated on that test.
Yeah.
And now they're realizing. They're like, oh, no, you outsmarted us, you stupid bastard. Very good. Very good. Paul is on holiday. He's delighted with that. He's safe.
Good.
At certain point, last question is that you, I imagine, will want to name an heir, someone to take over as king for life. Well, that's a bit weird. You're king for life. But someone to take over to run the country. Maybe you want to relax. Chill out. Is there anyone you would name as the heir to your country? And I would just say it has to be someone who is currently alive in the world.
Well, president for life, I gotta keep it in the family, don't I? I gotta appoint my son or daughter.
Well, you can if you want. You can do what you want. I mean, in fairness.
Let me think about who's gonna succeed me.
Yeah. You wouldn't run it to whoever's a smart person who has 300 IQ. No.
Nah. They're people that smart are kind of annoying. Yeah, I mean, the rest of us bug them so bad they don't even know how to. You know what I mean? We drive them nuts. I'll bet it's miserable being that smart.
I bet you are delighted to have him on the island, but you don't want to talk to him.
No, that's right. Because that guy, the whole time I know he's thinking, what an idiot.
What a moron. Talking to that guy. Yeah.
I think I'll turn it over to my son. I'll turn it over to my son.
Now, do you think they'll do a good job?
Absolutely. Very smart.
In full confidence.
Yep. Very smart.
Obviously, I don't know him. There is no chance that his IQ was 99. No. There's no scandal going to hit.
Very high.
Right. Do you think he'd be higher than you? Will people go, hold on a minute, what are we doing waiting?
Yeah, he might. He probably is.
Yeah, he's going to be waiting. He'd probably be working in the government before he becomes heir. Like, people will know of him.
Oh, he won't be working. He's my son, and we got money, so we're president for life. He'll just be, hanging around doing whatever a rich kid does.
He is spoiled as hell.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's okay. His dad's president for life. You'd be spoiled.
Is he a dog person?
No. Cat person.
Yeah. All right.
Raised in a house with two cats. So, I mean, in his lifetime, not two at once, but we had a cat and then cat died. And we got another cat. He's a cat person.
Yeah. Okay. And the people will be absolutely fine with that. There'll be no issue.
Absolutely. They'll love him. He'll be great. Perfect. He's charming. He's handsome.
Do you plan to stay on the island? Are you going to move back to America?
No, I'm not going back to America.
Move anywhere else, Croatia? No.
No, I'm not going back. Where'd you...
Croatia? No.
Croatia would be great. Down there on the coast somewhere.
Mm. But you're going to stay on the island. Stay in your beach house.
I'll stay on the island, but I'm going to stay. It's going to be warm. If I vacation, it's going to be warm.
Yeah. Okay. That's Uptonia. It's pretty hassle-free. He got rid of some of the students.
Coming already. I can hear him applying right now.
See? Yes, that was quite good. Thank you very much, Brad. I'm not going to call you King for life anymore.
All right. No, you go back to Brad.
Yeah. Brad, thank you very much then for showing me how it's done. Where can people find you online, by the way?
BradUpton.com. That is my website and my schedule's on there. My merch is on there. So yeah, anything you want to find. And then I'm Brad Upton Comedy on Instagram. I have a Facebook page. I got a TikTok page. So they can find me on social media.
The top three smartest social media sites.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, did you take an IQ test before?
You know what? When I was teaching school, I taught fourth grade. I taught fourth grade for 7 years and we took classes. You have to get another year of education, right? Your first 5-6 years of teaching, you have to complete a fifth year of education. And I was taking a class and several of us teachers, well, a bunch of teachers were taking a class and the instructor came in one day, he says, I'm going to administer an IQ test. We're going to take this and then we're going to take this test on Tuesday. I'm going to grade them. And on Thursday, I'm going to give you the results. And he gave us an IQ test, legitimate IQ test.
Huh.
And then Thursday came back and he said, I'm not going to give you the results. He goes, but the reason I gave you that IQ test is because I wanted you as teachers to feel the anxiety of what it was like to take a test and be compared with your peers, because everybody, you could see the body language, people going, oh shit, I gotta take a test, and then people are gonna find, I'm gonna find out, because that's what we do with kids all the time, right? Yeah. We test them and then they find out. So that was the idea behind it. He says, I'm not gonna give you your scores, and everybody's like, no, well, who is the smartest? Everybody said, well, who is the smartest? And he walked over by me and he said, Mr. Upton was 120 plus.
That's pretty solid score.
So I don't know what it was, but he said that. And so I don't know if that was legit. I don't know, but he had told us it was an IQ test. We took an IQ test and he didn't give us the score, but he said Mr. Upton was at 120 plus.
When I was in school, I'm not making this up. I'm pretty sure this happened. I just can't remember when exactly, but we did a test. English test or something like that.
Right.
And when the teacher came in, instead of saying, okay, here's the scores or whatever, I think everyone did so badly. She just came in and went, you're all doing that again. That was rubbish. You're all doing it again. we'll do it tomorrow. Let's learn. So I kind of wish that that person's method makes a lot of sense, but I kind of wish they came in and just went, right, we're doing it again.
Right.
I will test it again.
You bunch of morons.
Bunch of idiots. Okay. The mighty big brained Brad Upton was a guest on this one. Thank you very much. And thanks for everyone for listening.
I'll tell you what, though, for my big brain, I do a lot of stupid shit. So just be aware of that.
Yeah. The smartest dumb comedian you'll ever. Wait, the dumbest smart comedian? That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, that works. Dumbest smart guy. Yeah. Smartest dumb guy. They both work.
So yes, thank you everyone for listening. I don't have an outro, so usually to get around that, I'll say, do you have any final words of wisdom that you'd give to your civilians as you finish
being a do it right the first time so you don't have to do it a second time.
Yeah, practice doesn't always mean perfect.
No, that's correct.
Yeah. All right, bye everyone.